What's for breakfast?
I'm having a tofu omelet.
I don't want no toes in my food. Okay, now, I know. I'm gonna fix me some cereals. Ain't no milk for no cereals. I know Carla used to have some biscuits or something. Nope. Oh, look. Cara! You didn't cook nothing. I'm starving, Cara. Cara didn't cook nothing?
Oh, I can whip you up something, Mr. Brown. I played the one who made breakfast at Tiffany's.
Well, why don't you play the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest and sit there and go cuckoo? Then we can have cuckoo and crazy.
Oh, my.
I can cook something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was fun. Landon, can I ask you a personal question?
34C.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not that personal, girl. I mean, look, what I'm gonna ask you is, how long have you been here?
Well, let's see. Boy shorts were in, capri pants were out. I was engaged to Pierre and dating Raul. And it was missing for 3 months. Oh, 6 months. Uh-huh. 6 months? I need a calendar, quick.
Well, what you need a calendar for?
You'll see.
I ain't gonna be able to read it. There you go.
Well, how does this work?
Nanda, just flip the pages. Maybe you flip to somewhere where your brain is.
Oh. Retro.
Oh, you need to see the Wizard.
I played Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz.
You could have played Toto in the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you are a scarecrow.
Mr. Brown! My probation is up in 3 days.
I know. Now you can get back to jet set with your rich friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can be on the red carpet with paparazzis snapping shots at you. Be on the yacht. Yes, movie stars, swimming pools. Then you won't have to see us poor people no more.
Cora!
Hey.
I get to go home.
Oh. Yay. She seems really broken up by leaving, huh?
Yeah, Cora. Cora, I'm glad you're here. Cora, look at me. Look how I'm just starving, Cora.
Oh, well, I can't make the breakfast. I have to get to school.
Ain't nobody say nothing about breakfast.
Well, what was you gonna say something about?
Cooking me breakfast.
Can't do it, sorry.
Cora, you can be late for school. It's public school. I ain't had no decent breakfast since you started working down at that school. Don't forget your responsibility. It's me, Cora. I'm about to starve to death. I'm shrinking, Cora. Look, you can see me coming. I'm starving. Everything is eating me inside.
You starving?
Look at my bone structure. Cora.
Sasha can make you breakfast.
Cora.
Hi, Cora.
Sasha, breakfast sucks. Babies won't even eat our food. I sit down and I ate that food and I throwed up.
Hi, Sasha.
Sasha, girl, you scared me. I was just talking about you in front of you. Girl, I was just sitting there talking about it. When I see Sasha's food, I throw up my hands and praise.
Mr. Brown, I would love to cook your breakfast.
No, Sasha, I would love for you not
to.
I rebuke you, woman, thou get loose. Step away from the breakfast.
But, Mr. Brown, come on, I can.
No, you step away. No more cooking for you. Boom. Then and be gone.
All right, who can tell me what a contraction is?
I got this.
What?
It's like when you get signed by the NBA like I'm gonna be. They make you sign a contraction so you can get paid.
So you can stay in school. That's the contract. Okay, we talked about this. Come on. Jeffrey.
A contraction is when two or more words are combined to make a new word.
Oh, good. You have an example?
Yeah,
I got one.
Okay.
It's like when you put he and is together, right?
All right. Use it in a sentence.
Okay, like Jeffrey.
Uh-huh.
He's a loser. He's never gonna have a girlfriend. He's so...
Andrew, that's enough.
My name is A.T., Cora.
I know you're not talking to me. You got me mixed up, sweetheart. You don't call me Cora. It's Miss Simmons to you. And I know your mother and I used to change your diapers. And it wasn't that long ago. So don't get it twisted.
We all laughing at it. It's not that funny.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. You funny. All right, class, I need you to write me a 500-word essay on what your plans are once you graduate, okay?
I'm not writing a 500...
You are writing a 500-word essay! Like I said! Oh, I'm so sorry, class. That's a 500-word essay, okay? All right.
It's only 2 pages, Andy.
Who was talking to you? What are you gonna write about, geek? What, your sweater vest collection?
Andrew.
I bet you your mother picks out your clothes. She shouldn't let you wear those tight pants. You're too fat.
Andrew, that's enough. Now.
Hey, man. Yo. I'm just playing with you, man. I know you know.
Okay.
You cool?
Yeah, we cool.
Where you from?
Virginia.
Virginia. That explains why you look like a virgin.
Leave me alone.
What you gonna tell a teacher?
Leave me alone.
Or what? I'm right, though. You don't have a girlfriend, do you? You know, because girls in this school like ballers, not losers.
Shut up!
Andrew, didn't I tell you to leave Jeffrey alone? Jeffrey, are you okay?
I'm fine, Miss Simmons. I don't need you defending me.
Jeffrey, are you okay?
Man, you are such a punk. You let the teacher fight all your battles?
Nobody fights my battles.
And I'm gonna fight both of you if you don't stop.
Sorry, Miss Simmons.
And I don't see you writing. You need to be doing something. Did you just... I know you just didn't write something on that paper. Well, I will jack you up. I said write a 500-word essay before I whoop your essay. You got an essay? Get the writing.
Let me see one of y'all do it.
You say something else. You better not put something else on that paper.
Yeah, back to back. Does this guy ever sleep? What you
doing? We missed the thrill in Manila.
If you keep taking my remote, it's gonna be the thrill in this living room.
I don't wanna watch what you're watching.
I don't wanna watch what you're watching. I'm watching back to back.
Well, I wanna watch back to back.
Yeah, let's watch back to back. You're right.
Hi.
Excuse me?
What, the black butterfly?
Oh, you guys, I'm gonna miss these great memories. The sharing, the laughing. And the fighting. Arr.
Well, London, if you go now, you'll start to miss it much sooner. Go, go, go. I tricked you, I almost did it.
Hey, everybody. Sasha, where have you been? We were supposed to go shopping. Well, I thought you were busy packing, so I took Miss Daisy.
Oh, I saw my cousin Evelyn. She wouldn't even speak to me. She's always been such a big snob.
Miss Daisy, I told you that was a mannequin.
No wonder she never moved.
How could you go without me? We always go shopping together.
Well, not anymore, London, now that you're moving out.
But we can still go shopping together, can't we?
London... Honey, I can't afford to park at the places you shop at.
Well, you too, Clement. We're trying to see how this ends.
Colonel, it ends the same way. Ali gonna win. It's 1975. Let it go.
This coming from a man who dresses like Huggy Bear? Come on.
Honey, I am gonna miss you. But I'm really worried about those kids. You know that they love you, right?
I know. What am I gonna do without Brianna and Hakim?
His name's Joaquin.
It is.
Aww. You know, he taught me how to play hopscotch. I had no idea that wasn't a drinking game.
Yeah, I'm still explaining that to social services.
And remember the time when we stole Mr. Brown's T-Bird and drove on to the west and the cops were chasing us and we had to fly off that cliff into the Grand Canyon?
The what?
No, Miss Brown. London, we didn't do that. That was a movie.
But you watched it with me. Who am I going to make new memories with now?
Darling, you can make new memories with anyone. I remember the time that...
You remember the time when... Daisy, you...
Oh, was I saying something?
Oh, damn, Joan, lost again.
You better stop that cussing. And he lose every time. Since 75, he's been losing.
It's time for you to try on my new dress. Oh,
I want to see it.
Come on, Miss Daisy.
You're going to look wonderful in it.
Okay, London, can you have your room cleaned out by noon? Because I'm putting up a chapel in there.
Yes. Oh, Miss
Mr. Brown, you know what? This feels like home to me.
Really?
Do I really have to go back to my old life?
No, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here. We have a worship service in your room at 5 o'clock. Yes. Tick-tock, you don't stop.
Good morning, everyone. Has anyone seen Jeffrey?
He went back to Virginia to be with his people.
No one's talking to you, Andrew.
You said anyone.
I know you're not talking back, right?
No, ma'am.
All right, class, I need you to pass your homework forward, please. Jeffrey! Didn't you hear the bell?
I heard it.
Well, come on in class. What happened to your
Nothing.
Eye?
Nothing. I fell.
You fell?
I fell. Well, I don't think I should come to class today, Miss Simmons.
Well, are you sick?
No. Just...
Well, come on in class. You have an essay due. Come on in here and sit down. I don't have time to fool with you this morning. Hurry up. Have a seat. All right. Let's get this. All right. Your papers is up. Can I have that? Thank you so much. Thank you. Excuse me. Where's your paper, Jeffrey?
I didn't do it.
Why not? That's not like you. You're one of my best students.
I didn't feel like it, all right?
Look. I need to see you after class. We need to talk.
Whatever.
What is wrong with you?
Where's your homework, Geoff?
My name is Jeffrey, and you better leave me the hell alone.
Ooh, Miss Simmons. Geoff is using bad words.
Am I going to have to send you two to the principal's office?
Is she Geoff?
No, I'm sorry.
Come on, man. That's the best you could do. And man up. Who are you trying to impress anyway? What, you think you better than us?
I'm better than you.
You put some ice on that eye yet? That's all a thug you got?
Hey, AT, yo. You want to see how thug I can get?
Yeah, show me what you got.
I got this.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. What is going on? What?
Come on, AT. Let me see you act thug now.
Jeffrey, put the gun
down. What you got to say now? Looks like AT's all talk, y'all. Huh? You still talking?
Man, we were just playing with you, man.
I'm sick of you playing with me. All of y'all.
Wait.
Of y'all. You tease me every day. You follow me home from school and you punch me.
Jeffrey, this is not the way you handle
it. Shut up. I told him to stop. I told you to stop. And you wouldn't listen. And you're listening now, aren't you?
We're all listening, please. This isn't the way.
Geoff, man, be cool, man.
My name is Jeffrey, and we're not cool.
Can we talk? Can we talk? Just talk to me, Jeffrey, please.
You know what I go through. How they tease me. How they talk about me. Y'all try to make fun of me?
I didn't realize it was that bad. You should have come to me.
I don't need you, Miss Simmons.
What?
I don't need you. I can take care of myself.
Like this? Jeffrey, you said you wanted to be an engineer. If you hurt these kids, that's not going to happen.
I don't care anymore, Miss Cora.
Jeffrey, please.
It's too late.
Please, Jeffrey.
No, stop it. Get out of the way.
I'm back, okay? I'm all right.
I know what I have to do.
I mean, no, man.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, please.
Colonel, I don't see nothing up here.
Closer, bro. It's right there.
Kind of all I see up here is baldness.
Look closer.
If I get any closer, I'm gonna be reading your mind. And ain't nothing up in there either.
Look, bro, it says right here, I'm supposed to have some growth after 3 weeks, and it's been 4 weeks.
Well, kind of, they lied, because I don't see nothing but peach fuzz up here. Colonel, now go one.
There is one right there.
Colonel. See, I told you, Brown. I told you.
It's right there in your ear. Did you waste some of that stuff in your ear?
My ear?
Yeah. What did you use, Brogaine? You look like you got a wig growing out your ear.
Hey. Just put it over like that.
Yes. Why did you do that?
Ooh, that was a close one.
No, London, that was crazy. You can't stiff a cab driver and run off.
Obviously we can, and we did. Gonna mark that one off my list.
Hey, excuse me, what are you two talking about?
I think that London has lost her mind.
You want me to take this one?
Yeah, you get this one. Go ahead and get it.
London have to have a mind to lose it.
Good one, good
good. You good.
So, last night, I was sitting in my room feeling all sad, and then I realized to cheer myself up, I'm gonna make a bucket list.
Okay, what is a bucket list?
A list that you make before you kick the bucket. Or in London's case, leave Brown Meadows.
Is that white bread? It's on my list.
I knew you didn't just bite my sandwich.
And what kind of meat is that?
Girl, it's called mystery meat. You bite my sandwich again, it's gonna be a mystery where I hide your body. Don't bite nobody's sandwich, you're not asking. I don't know where your lips be.
And I bought a dress today off the rack. It was exhilarating.
So, where's the dress?
Oh, come on. As if I'm gonna wear a dress off the rack. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, and I went to the movies and I yelled at the screen. I said, girl, don't go in there. You're gonna get killed.
It was a documentary, London.
Jeffrey, put the gun down, please.
No.
Please, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Please, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, these kids, they're scared. You don't want to hurt them, do you?
I don't know. No.
Please, can we talk? Why are you doing this, Jeffrey? What is it? What's going on?
I told you. I can't take it anymore. I've never fit in.
I'm so okay, but what about your family?
They could care less about me.
Oh, Jeffrey, no. I care. I care about you. I do, I care.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you
do.
Don't.
Yes, I do, Jeffrey, please. You're special to me. You are. Can't you tell you're special? Son, you have to trust me. Give me the gun. Let me help you. Please, Jeffrey. Please.
It's over.
It is not over.
Put me in prison.
I'm going to do everything I can to help you, but you have to trust me. If you hurt these kids, it won't happen. Please, just, please give me the gun. Jeffrey, please. Please, Jeffrey, give me the gun. I'm going to do all I can to help you, all right? I promise you. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, just sit down.
What am I going to do, Miss Simmons?
We're going to stay right here and we're going to wait for the police together, okay? I'm going to be with you, I promise. I won't leave you. We're working out, sweetheart. Oh, my God. You see what happens when you pick on people and you bully them? You just push them over the edge. I cannot believe it. It's okay, sweetheart. What did you... Did you pee on yourself? It's going to work out. It's going to be okay, sweetheart.
And then we went to the 97-cent store. Check. And bought you guys all presents.
Oh, thank
Yay.
You.
Yay.
Wow.
I bought you this teddy bear, because that's what you look like.
Oh, one-eyed teddy bear. Oh, great. Yeah, whoa.
London, before you leave, your little teddy bear needs his last month's rent.
And I got Sasha this necklace.
From the 97-cent store.
She's gonna need some cream for that neck.
London. Yeah. And the Colonel. I got you some hair grow. What? You already have some.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, now I got two. The chances are better for my hair to grow.
I bet you that don't work either.
You don't see.
You know, I'm really gonna miss you guys. I've never been accepted the way you guys have accepted me. You guys are like the family I never had.
Okay, London, don't start that crying. You're gonna make me start crying if you start crying. Yeah, London, you like the daughter that I never wanted.
Thanks, Mr. Pratt.
From the bottom of my heart.
London, we are gonna miss you so much.
Yeah.
You know what? I want a group hug.
Group hug. Yes. Group hug.
Come on, Colonel.
Colonel, let go. Salute.
All right. Well, it's gonna suck not seeing you guys.
Well, just because your probation is up don't mean you can't come by and visit.
Really?
Really.
Aw. Well, then I'll come back all the time. Thank you.
Not all the time. Just holidays. Christmas. Maybe Christmas.
London.
I want a Bentley.
Honey, I'm going to you think you have grown a little since you moved here?
I'm wearing heels. Shh.
Oh, Lord, that's door.
Yes!
Hello, Mr. Brown.
Good luck, officer. I didn't do nothing.
Nice teddy bear.
Thank you.
Does this woman belong to anyone here?
What did you do? What happened, Daisy?
I caught her vandalizing the neighborhood.
London and I were on top of a building dropping water balloons when this flatfoot showed up, and when I looked around, London was nowhere to be seen.
Get Miss Daisy arrested. Check!
That's cold, London. That's cold.
No, it's super hot.